Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick. With me, David Smith, Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute.
Hello.
And Jill Stanek joins us. She is the campaign chair for the Susan B. Anthony List. She travels the country to advance the pro-life cause. And the Susan B. Anthony List, an organization that works to pass pro-life legislation and elect pro-life leaders to office.
And in her own right, a wonderful pro-life warrior for years now.
As are you. Yes.
Just how important is it to get pro-life folks into office? You know, you hear people talk about that, but, you know, it maybe doesn't hit home with them. Just how important is that?
How important is it to vote pro-life?
Yeah.
I say you shouldn't even vote for a dog catcher who isn't pro-life. Because not only can they impact things on the local level that you maybe a dog catcher can't, but other local legislators. But these people are usually like trying to stair step up.
That's right.
And you vote for somebody, a dog catcher, and then they move up, and all of a sudden you have a pro-life state senator who's a pro-abortion state senator who started out very low.
That's exactly right. That is the lower offices are often used as the farm team,
right,
to recruit for the legislature, whether it's the county, it's the state,
exactly,
or it's the federal. So,
and Dave, you're always encouraging folks to run for those local offices.
Yes.
You know, it's one of my favorite quotes, Jill, comes from John Adams, our second president, who wrote a letter to his son saying, "Public business, my son, must be done by someone. If honest men refuse it, others will not. If wise men refuse it, others will not." And then we wonder why. We sit back and we say, why do we have dishonest and unwise politicians? Well, that's because the Christians, busy as we are, aren't stepping up to run for office. And we need Christians to bring their biblical views into the public square, including into the legislature, to promote pro-life policies, pro-family policies, fiscal responsibility, all these things. So, and I know you're shaking your head. I'm preaching to the choir here.
I mean, no, I'm just thinking that is just such a great role that Illinois Family Institute fills, because you talk to people all over the state of Illinois and you can see people who have potential and encourage them, and I'm sure you do.
And you know what? A lot of times people don't even think about it, and so when we bring it up, they're like, oh, I didn't think I could run for trustee in the local village here. Oh, I bet you I could. And it's not that onerous. Anyway, aside from that.
Well, does the Susan B. Anthony List just work to elect candidates on the federal level, or are you looking at legislatures?
State legislatures.
We are interested in state politicians. We're also very interested in state legislation and policy.
Yep.
For instance, you know, both the heartbeat bill and the 20-week ban in Ohio. The 20-week ban, we sent our expert witnesses in and, you know, really worked hard to whip that vote.
Remind folks.
This was just in the news.
Right.
Ohio Governor John Kasich signed a 20-week ban on abortions, 20 weeks from conception. But he vetoed the heartbeat bill. Kind of a mixed bag.
Right.
Some say, even some folks in the pro-life community are saying,
we got something, but
He did the right thing because the bill would have been challenged in the courts. It would have cost a lot of money to defend, and it would establish precedent that could damage the pro-life cause in the long run. What do you say?
Personally, I say it is never the wrong time to do the right thing.
I love it.
And so I have always supported both incremental legislation and also legislation with a bigger scope, like a heartbeat bill. The Lord can move.
Amen.
And especially now with the new Trump administration coming in, and we have at least three very aged Supreme Court justices, not wishing them dead, but you know the landscape for us is changing, and so I think it was devastating when, but it was first of all, a huge coincidence that the heartbeat bill and the pain capable, the 20-week ban, got to the governor's desk just about the same day. But for him to...
They used the veto session to do it too, Dave.
Yeah, yes, they did.
I heard it even came as a surprise to like the people who were really behind the heartbeat bill that it even like... But anyway, and he vetoed it because he was afraid like somehow it would cost a lot of money to go through the courts.
You know, and that bothers me because you never hear the left say that, do you?
No, only about us.
No, they don't want to push their agenda because it might go to court and cost the taxpayers money. You know, wouldn't you think that a Susan B. Anthony Fund or a Alliance Defending Freedom group would get say, hey, look, we'll pay the court costs.
Liberty Council already did.
See, look
in
at
Ohio,
that.
They already did.
Thank you. I didn't know that. Okay.
Right. So it was, and then also as far as they were also afraid that the other side might sue for, redeeming their expenses. But there's been a theory put forth that you just skip the lower courts. You just tell the lower courts, go ahead and, veto the bill, and then just let it go up to the Supreme Court so you don't have to spend a lot of money in the lower courts because they're gonna overturn it anyway.
Right.
And just go right to the top and you wouldn't have to spend a lot of money.
Right.
So what do you think his motivation was to
approve one and
veto
the other?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, taking what he said at face value, I think it was, as you just said, that they were afraid that somehow it might get to the Supreme Court and do damage that I don't understand to the pro-life movement, and also that it would be very costly. And I just disagree that it's
what,
not
what
worth
a great
trying.
Opportunity to talk to the public about what the baby's heartbeat and when
education,
it begins,
right? The value
and tie it to people. The abortion is the stopping of a human heart,
right?
You know, when I think of this heartbeat bill, I think of the value of legislation that's been repeatedly introduced in the Illinois legislature.
And never gets a hearing?
The Ultrasound Opportunity Act.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And if that would pass, my goodness, how many hearts and minds would that change about abortion?
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, this requires a abortion doctor, quote unquote, to give an ultrasound picture to a woman or offer it, just offer it. She says no, okay, it's done. She doesn't want a picture. But this law would require that the doctor offer the picture. Would you like an ultrasound picture of what's in your womb? Would you like an ultrasound picture of your fetus? And we know, Jill, I mean, the numbers are staggering, right? 80%+ of women who see an ultrasound picture of their unborn baby say, oh, I got to choose life.
Right. And so we should, I think you made an excellent point that I forgot, that there's educational value to the public in introducing these pieces too. And Dave and I were talking off air before we started. I was just reading an account in the press, a pro-abortion press, when they were relaying this heartbeat bill, and they wouldn't call it a heartbeat bill. They said this was a bill that would stop abortion after sounds of the fetus were being made, because they didn't heartbeat. Humanizes these babies.
That's right. That's right. So what is it? Is the fetus going to be knocking on the womb? I mean, is that the noise we're going to hear? You know, knock, knock, knock. No. You know, as a father of seven, I've heard all of my unborn children's heartbeat before.
Sounds of the fetus?
The sounds of the fetus, yes. And it's unmistakable. It's a heartbeat. And it gets you right here you're choked up. You're like, oh my God. There's a human being in there. And that's the thing that they want to avoid. They don't want people knowing what so-called reproductive choice really entails, do they?
So we were disappointed, yes, by his veto of that bill, although there's chatter now that the legislature might override his veto, which would be great. But meanwhile, that doesn't take away from the fact that he did sign the 20-week ban into effect in Ohio. So that makes 17 states that have signed a pain-capable act.
17 states. So what does that mean, 20 weeks? Okay, we know gestational period is 40 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this means after halfway, no more abortions, right?
Right, except for life of the mother.
And do we know what the numbers are and how many babies that'll save?
I think at 15, Susan B. Anthony List educational arm did a study, and I think it was 15,000 to 18,000 babies a year would be saved nationally by this legislation.
That's huge. Significant.
Yeah, and we have our eye now on at least five other states in 2017. Looking forward now, you know, we've been talking about on the federal level things that can be done, but there is a lot that can be done in the state level, including passing the Pain Capable Act, because the state legislatures now are just overrun by Republican pro-lifers in House, Senate, and the trifecta, all three branches. And so we have great opportunities in the next couple years on the state level.
What five states are you looking at?
Florida, Missouri, Iowa, Kentucky, and Wyoming.
Oh, man, those sound like those could be doable. I'm telling you, that sounds kind of exciting.
And let me tell you, the GOP now has full control, meaning the trifecta, governor, state, legislature, and Senate, of 24 states, and the Democrats only have control of six.
Wow.
GOP now has...
We know one of those states is Illinois.
No, because we supposedly have a Republican governor, but
well,
so
he's two not pro-life.
Right. No.
Well, what do you think that is? Do you think these voters in these states are just looking at economics, or are they considering social issues such as the life issue?
Well, I like to think that they're considering them all, and it's not talked about much, but since President Obama took office in 2009, state legislatures have been gutted of Democrats. Before the 2016 election, they had lost 910 legislative seats in the states.
Wow.
Since he took office, they'd lost control of the U.S. Senate. They'd lost control of the U.S. House. They've also lost control of AG. There are now more Republican AGs around this country. And I would just like to think it's his entire ideological agenda.
Yes. It's a repudiation of the left.
Right.
Not so much an embrace of pro-life policies, but
the whole thing.
But
yeah,
as we educate people, Jill, and this is what you work so hard to do, is people can't help but come around to say, wow, I didn't know. And we've seen it time and time again, how people, once they understand what abortion is, they find it unacceptable.
We have the confidence of knowing that we have truth on our side.
Yes.
If we can just get the truth out, we will convert people or convince people who are on the fence. We also have science on our side. No matter what the other side says about they're the scientific party, they're just not.
They're not.
We have ultrasound on our side. We can even see babies being created in a petri dish now through IVF. You know, I'm not crazy. I'm not in favor of that. But just to make the point that every scientific advance promotes life.
And even when you do this life in a petri dish, you create a unique human being with human DNA.
Right.
So where they get off saying this is just the fetus, it's reproductive choice.
Fertilized egg.
Yeah, fertilized egg. Oh, my goodness.
Which is unscientific. It's an embryo. After, you know, egg and sperm unite, it's an embryo. But they just, like, try to do everything they possibly can.
Yep.
We want to continue our conversation with Jill Stanek from the Susan B. Anthony List after this.
Please consider an end-of-year gift to the Illinois Family Institute. Hi, I'm Kathy Valenti. Your donation will help IFI advance life, family values, and religious liberty in Illinois. And thanks to a $55,000 matching challenge for a limited time, your gift will be doubled. But you must act by December 31st to take advantage of this great opportunity to help us meet our $110,000 goal, maybe even surpass it. If you would like to donate to the important work of the Illinois Family Institute, please call 708-781-9328 or visit illinoisfamily.org.
Thanks for joining us here on Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick, joined by Dave Smith, the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute. And our guest is Ms. Jill Stanek.
Hi.
Our pro-life hero.
Yeah, with the Susan B. Anthony List.
Yeah.
Susan B. Anthony List has a pretty big agenda for 2018. What are a couple of big items you'd like to talk about here?
We're working in several fronts. One of the fronts would be in the states. And Susan B. Anthony List, a couple of years ago, launched the National Pro-Life Women's Caucus. And we were talking in the last segment about farm teams.
Yes.
And what that does is bring together pro-life female legislators in the states to have develop camaraderie and then also, of course, to potentially aspire to the federal level. Also, to advance pro-life legislation. So we've got a couple of pieces aside from the Paying Capable Act that we're going to be working on. One of them is legislation to cremate or bury aborted babies, which humanizes the babies, which Texas just passed within the last...
So talk to us about that. This is an educational piece, isn't it?
It is. It also really, as best as we can, treats these babies with human compassion. You know,
right.
They have been pulled apart, and they're still human beings, and so we try to give them proper burial or cremation and not just allow them to be shoved down a garbage disposal or taken off as medical waste, and it educates people.
Medical research, right?
Or medical research, yes. So then the other one would be to ban fetal tissue experimentation in the states. And those are two major pieces of legislation that we're working on.
Of course, David DeLeiden exposed Planned Parenthood for all this. Yeah. And I think State Rep. Peter Breen would like to ban that here in Illinois.
He's introduced legislation to do that. But, of course, pro-life legislation in Springfield often doesn't get even a hearing, which is the case with his bill.
I still applaud our pro-life legislators for presenting this legislation and making them make them get rid of it, not allow it a hearing.
Jill, I have a question. This Paying Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. I work with media stuff. Okay, I wonder if we could change the name somehow to make it more like No Pain for Babies Act.
It's out of our control. It is.
It's already been labeled.
It's a mouthful. I know.
Yeah.
But people, our think tank, National Right to Life was the one who devised this. But people that think, or maybe even do polling on what will get attention or force people to say things they don't want to say, like the partial birth abortion ban, so that we're stuck.
And here's the other one, the Ultrasound Opportunity Act.
Right.
I'd like to see that switch to the Ultrasound Choice Act.
Mm-hmm.
You have a
choice. Right. Mm-hmm.
And, I think that puts people on the defensive on the other side.
And that's a very good point, because what we want is the woman who's about to make this choice to be fully informed about what this choice she's going to be making. So choice is actually a very good word.
And I bring that up because you mentioned about messaging, and you're trying to get your message out. And how are you going to get out the message of the Susan B. Anthony List in 2018?
Well, I just mentioned legislation that we're working on in the states, but we've got very important legislation that we're working on federally that would include the Hyde Amendment.
That's right.
Which would we have to renew the Hyde Amendment every year now, and that blocks federal funding from almost all abortions. This would – a permanent Hyde Amendment would say it's a law forever.
And when you say federal funding, you're really talking taxpayer money.
Yes. Taxpayer funding, yes. Yep. Going back to communicating properly. Thank you, Monty. And then the Paying Capable Unborn Child Protection Act on the federal level. Both of those bills at this point would require 60 votes in the Senate. They don't have them. So then that ties into our legislative goals in 2018 of electing more pro-life legislators, and we have a huge opportunity on the Senate level.
So talk to us about that. 2018, there are a number of Senate seats up, correct?
Yeah, let's back up to 2016 when things were supposed to be so awful for us, and they weren't.
Right.
This past year, we had 24 Republican senators up for re-election, and 10 Democrat seats. It will flip in 2018.
So more Democrat seats will be up.
23 Democrat seats will be up in 2018, and 8 Republican seats and 2 independent seats. And the independents usually side
caucus with the Democrats.
So
right.
If Trump gets the economy really rolling, it will be difficult for a Democrat to win election in the Senate. Would you say that?
Yes, and we have identified, as Susan B. Anthony List, 10 Senate seats which should go our way. They should switch parties from Democrat to Republican in 2018 because 9 of those seats were those states were won by Trump this year.
Okay. Yep.
And
midterm usually goes with the president. So for Republicans, I should say.
Yeah, it did for Bush, but a lot of times, like for Trump, Obama did.
Unless you introduce Obamacare.
That's right. Right. So what are some of those states, Joe?
Well, the 10 states, not in alphabetical order, but moving from west to east, are Montana, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin.
Wisconsin has Tammy Baldwin, who's not just a pro-choicer, but she's a pro-LGBT activist. She's a lesbian herself. So, she's a far left-wing Barack Obama type a Democrat.
And Trump won her state, barely, but won.
Yep.
McCaskill in Missouri.
Yep.
Donnelly in Indiana, who is supposed to be pro-life, but Trump won that state, too. So, moving back to legislation, we have a chance to sway him on our legislation that I just talked about, the paying capable. For no other reason than political, to save his political skin. Ohio, Sherrod Brown. West Virginia, Manchin, where Trump won by 69%.
Wow.
And Manchin is supposed to be pro-life, too. So we have a way that we might be able to persuade him to vote our way. Pennsylvania, Casey is also pro-life. He's up for re-election. Trump won.
Okay.
Florida, Nelson. And the only state that Trump didn't win, but we think we have a shot at, is Virginia, Kane.
Tim Kaine, the guy that was the vice president?
Yep, we think we stand a chance there.
Well, or the candidate who ran with Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Wow. That's a phenomenal opportunity for pro-lifers to make some serious gains.
If
people want to learn more, I would encourage them to go to the website, sba-list.org. There you can find out what Susan B. Anthony list is doing. You can sign up for emails, probably. I'm
yes,
on their list.
Definitely.
So that's it. And follow their progress.
There's another bill that I'm interested in, and it's the Conscience Protection Act. This would protect medical professionals from having to give abortion referrals, or from losing their jobs because of their beliefs about life, essentially. We have a case right here in Illinois. A Rockford nurse in the Winnebago County Health Department essentially lost her job because she refused to get training about giving abortion referrals.
God bless her.
So now she's fighting it. She's filed a lawsuit. But this is legislation that really would hit home for a lot of people in the medical profession.
Absolutely, and maybe even override a law that was just signed in, will go into effect in 2017, signed into law by Governor Runner, that would require pro-life doctors and nurses and even some of these crisis pregnancy centers who offer ultrasounds to give abortion referrals. I mean, if you can't live and operate by the dictates of your faith, are we free?
You would think that people who are pro-choice would support
people
who are of religious faith or oppose abortion, the choice of not being involved in it, but that, no, far from it. They want to force it down our throats.
But federal legislation would be really helpful.
To protect conscience rights.
Right.
And this is something that the Susan B. Anthony list is
pushing
front and center on.
Right, we are. And we've seen that fall away under President Obama's reign, and we want to restore those rights.
Well, how can people get behind the Susan B. Anthony list and the work that you're doing?
David gave our website, which I'm happy to give again.
Yep, sba-list.org.
Right. And so people can go find out more about what we're doing there. We're the United States' largest pro-life political organization and are poised right now to have a great deal of influence in all of these short-term goals, pro-life goals, and long-term goals in the next few years.
And are you available to talk at places?
Yes.
Do you go around the country still?
Sure. And people could contact me if they want to at jstanek, S-T-A-N-E-K, at sba-list.org as well if they want.
And the Susan B. Anthony list also looking for some candidates Right.
Always. And I'll also mention my title at Susan B. Anthony List is National Campaign Chair. So my job is to go around the country and encourage people to vote pro-life and support pro-life and explain pro-life policies.
All right. Thank you so much. Jill Stanek with the Susan B. Anthony List, our guest here on Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, Dave.
With Christmas coming, Galatians 4, verses 4 to 5. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
Amen.
Good news.
All right, thanks everyone. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.